In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. What does it mean that God is accused by the unfaithful servant of reaping what he did not sow? And Christ agrees with him. You knew that I reap where I did not sow, and yet you did nothing. God, when he created human beings, did not sow obedience in us. We are not naturally obedient because there is an alternative that is better that God gave us, and that is free will. And he expects us to use our free will as those who multiplied the 5 talents and the 2 talents did. But this isn't about money. Even though sometimes when parishes and the church wants to talk about money, it sometimes refers to these words of our Lord, and it talks about stewardship. But this isn't about money. That actually is a misuse of the term, stewardship. So there is something in Scripture that sounds like it's about money, but it's not about money. It's about something that God gave us that we can use in order to multiply something that he gave to us that we would not have had he not given it to us. And what is that? It is what we lost at the beginning. The capacity to change the world and ourselves and to make our lives meaningful by being physical and spiritual lives at the same time. We'd lost that. It's restored to us, and it's called salvation. Our lives are meant to be lives of salvation. Salvation from meaninglessness, from not being able to use our talents and abilities in the world to any good purpose, to any purpose higher than the gaining of the same old worldly goods. Christ comes and he makes it possible for us to cooperate along with him, work along with him, to make the world as it was meant to be through us, human beings, from the beginning. We had lost that capacity, and he comes and he restores it to us. He eliminates all of the things that had stood in our way and had made it impossible for us, namely the presence of death in the world. He destroys the power of the presence of death in the world. Death is still in the world, but overcoming it becomes the means of our fulfilling the use of the gifts that he gives to us. The only obstacles in our way that he leaves to us are those things that need to be overcome in order for us to be able to fulfill our lives, to multiply the gift that he has given us by giving that gift to others, by distributing it to others. The gift of divine love, the gift of a devotion to the multiplication of worthy things in the world. Human beings are agents of good or evil. Because we are free, we can choose to do evil, or we can choose to do good. We don't have this capacity to do good without God. And having lost communion with God, we weren't able to do it in any kind of significant or meaningful way in order to make our lives lives of worthiness and salvation from meaninglessness. The Son of God came into the world in order to distribute the gifts of his own love and capacity, his divine energies to be able to do the things that human beings ought to be able to do, loving others, building up a life that is founded on the love of God, rejecting every opportunity to choose the world rather than Christ, affirming every opportunity to sacrifice ourselves in order to become more like Christ. We could not have done that without his having come and given us these gifts. Doing this, living this life, participating in this divine life, is participating in the life of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is our salvation. For us human beings, Jesus Christ is the kingdom. The king is the kingdom. When the king comes, the kingdom has come. When the king gives gifts, the gifts that he gives are gifts that enable us to participate as servants in his kingdom. And that's why in this parable, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is as a man come from a far country. The kingdom of God is as a man. What man could the kingdom be? Only Christ, one who is fully God, and yet at the same time, fully a human being. He is the living kingdom. He is the king who comes to distribute himself, to share himself, to distribute the gift of himself to each of us according to our ability to be able to receive that gift and multiply it. And it is the receiving and the multiplying that is important, not the number of gifts. All human beings are different. To some he gave 5, to some 2, to one he gave 1 talent. When the one that had been given 5 talents and the one that had been given 2 returned to him, the one that had multiplied the 5 into 10 was no better than the one who had multiplied the 2 into 4. According to the blessed Saint Theophylact, both of them were worthy. Both of them had done what they needed to do with their lives. It was only the one who said that he hid what he was given in the earth. It means that he had lived a life that was worldly, loving the things of the world, not trading the divine gift in order to multiply the divine gift by loving others, by doing good, by not being selfish, by sacrificing himself, even though it hurt him, as Christ sacrificed himself on the cross in order to destroy the power of death. We have the opportunity to sacrifice ourselves many times in order to bring joy and good to others. By this same kind of self-sacrifice, a self-sacrifice that participates in Christ's sacrifice of himself on the cross. That way we are living as servants of the King. That way we are living the life of the kingdom. It's not something that God forces on us. We are free to choose to share his life or not to share his life. And so it's true. He does reap where he did not sow, so that we can participate in this divine life. That's why he expects something from us that he didn't just give to us. He didn't just give us an obedient spirit. It's up to us to tame our disobedience and to freely choose God, to freely choose to love him, to love others, and sacrifice ourselves for the things that are higher in any given situation, and to do so wisely, so that there really is a multiplication of the gift that he has given us. It's not about money. Otherwise, the 10 and the 4 would not be equally worthy. That is the mathematics of this world. That is the hierarchy of things and the values of this world. But if one is given five, who knows, it may be that much more difficult for that person to double what has been given than it was for the person who was given two. The struggles may be greater because he was given more. The one who was given one and did nothing, nothing with his life, nothing with the divine gift that God gave him. He turned his back on goodness and light and the divine life and said, God is a hard master because he expects me to do something that he has not given me the ability to simply do. He expects me to do something by choice. It's too hard. I won't do it. I'll live according to the way of the world. Turned his back on the light, turned his face toward the darkness, buried the God-given talent, the ability to share divine life that he was given. And when Christ returned, he was called a worthless servant, and he was cast into the darkness. And this is our choice. God has given us what we need in order to be able to live a divine life of salvation day by day, year by year, through the course of our lives. And we are free to choose. We are moral agents, free to choose good or evil, able to bring more good that comes from Christ through us into the world, or able to bring evil into the world that had not existed before. Whenever someone does one of those horrible acts that seem to be so common in the world today, now that we believe that we belong to ourselves and owe our neighbors nothing, we wonder, how can it be that something like this could happen? Where is God? God is the one who gave that person the freedom to do the horrible act that they did and to bring evil into the world instead of good. And in how many little ways have we done the same thing? And so let us realize the meaning of the freedom that means so much to us that God has given us. We are free to choose to do good like Christ and become more and more like him, or we are free to be selfish and model ourselves after the enemy. The choice is ours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.